8 this morning.
Yeah, to be honest, we don't know as of yet. We immediately assume that we have a contractor working on the distribution line between Church Street and Mershon on Morphy, and we thought maybe that was the root cause of it, but they had not even started work. So we're assuming probably a limb or a squirrel, which tends to be the culprit when you have a power outage with no explanation. They are riding the area now trying to find the root cause, because we don't obviously want it to happen again. They went ahead and got the power back on without finding out exactly what happened, but they're still riding that area right now trying to find either a limb, squirrel, or whatever it could have been.
So encompassed most of downtown and the Fruit and Nut area.
And the Fruit and Nut area, correct.
And not as far out. I am at White and Section, and there was power at my house, so it didn't quite go that far.
And we were out at City Hall as well, so it went, that far.
Okay. Well, good. Glad that we're back up, and we've got a few minutes with you before you have to move on to your next meeting. We'll just briefly talk about a couple of things on the agenda, and then I know there's several other things we need to cover this morning. Council met last night at 6. There's a big number concerning improvements, parking, and paving at Volanta Park, $457,000. Tell us about that.
Right. So most people know that we're building 4 new baseball parks at Volanta, and that's up on the hill near the Greeno and the Rec Center. Of course, with that comes parking improvements. We also have a lot of parking.
Go ahead.
We also have a lot of parking and improvements that we're doing down near the youth fields. So we'll be repaving that area, restriping. It is really not safe right now. Kids are running everywhere, so we want to make sure that is safe. Also, repaving all the drive, repaving the area down back behind the football concession stand. There's some handicap parking there that needs to be repaved. Repaving the road that runs up to the maintenance shop. Also, adding some handicap paved parking there by the high school baseball field. So we're trying to leave as much of it as we can now. Natural because for stormwater, but again, there are some areas because of accessibility that you do have to pave. So, and we're not trying not to pave any more than we have to.
Is that any of that grant money?
It is not grant money.
Whoa,
it is not.
Okay.
It is part of that overall project to do those improvements at Volanta Park.
Okay, so it was budgeted, and then there's another project you wanted to mention that is grant money or 80% of it.
Right, it is. So everybody, there's another big number on the agenda, and that's the $595,000 for the turn lanes at Gayfer. We only pay 20% of that cost. So when they started doing work there, they realized the asphalt really needed to be milled down and completely redone. So that's what the change order is that you see. And that is a project that we are, again, only paying 20% of. It will increase our cost somewhat, but ALDOT and MPO are picking up some of that cost as well. And so it's something that really needs to be done in that area. We do expect that paving and stuff to be complete by the end of this week. Then we will have to wait on the signals and the mast arms to be able to do the signals there at Gayfer and Greeno, but the paving should wrap up this week, so traffic interruptions should stop in that area.
Okay, but we still have the electric department work that's happening on Morphy between Mershon and Church, I believe.
Right. And that's all part of the substation upgrades that we're doing in order to get that Morphy substation, connected to all the other substations. We have to continue to do that work. We're taking the Church Street substation out of commission. We also took the one at the old substation at Nichols and Young out of commission, and there's a new substation there. So again, that's all just a reconfiguration of that of those substations.
Okay. In your top three things Fairhopeans need to know this week, you talk about some billing issues with utility bills. Tell us about that.
Right. So to everyone's surprise, including ours, you received probably Longmont, Colorado's newsletter in your utility bill. That was absolutely a error on the part of the billing company by inserting that. So that's something that we are, we're going to be sending those back out. We have the ability for people to pick up copies of the newsletter at city facilities. Also, you can access it online or on our website. There's also some additional issues with the billing this month. There was a discrepancy between maybe what your amount of your bill is and the service address. Some of that is because we've done a software upgrade between Munis, which is our operating system, and our billing company, and we have to upload that information. And anyway, when you deal with computers, you always are looking for glitches. I won't say that there is absolutely no human error involved, because I do believe there is. We are looking at those processes right now and trying to get to the root cause of that, because we've had billing issues the past several months. It's something I'm not happy about. I've told the staff that it makes us look inadequate and inefficient, and I won't have it. So it needs to be fixed sooner rather than later. And I apologize for the inconvenience this is causing folks, and hope to get this taken care of. I do want to make sure people understand there has been no data breach. There, people don't have to worry about any of their information, being breached or anything like that. It has nothing to do with anything like that. It is a simple uploading error.
Mm-hmm. So at one time, bills were done in-house.
Correct.
And how many years ago did we switch, do we know, to a billing company outhouse?
It's been a long time. And
okay.
We have changed who is printing our bills. All that has to be bid out because of the cost of it. We've also tried to add in some services that make things more convenient for people, called Invoice Cloud. A lot of people who get their bill online will see that they can use Invoice Cloud to pay that. You can pay by phone now. So there's some different options. But when you try to integrate all that, there are going to be glitches. But again, I won't blame it all on software glitches. I do think there's some human error involved. Mm-hmm. And again, we're trying to get to the root cause.
Okay. Mine works perfectly. I love it. I get an email. Yeah. Here's your bill. It's due then. And then it's paid. And it tells me it's paid. And I don't have to worry about forgetting it or paying a late fee. So.
No. And I think that for the most part, most people's bills are correct. There was a handful of them, not a ton of them, that were wrong. But I will ask people to please be kind to our customer service folks. They had a hard day yesterday. And it's not their fault. It's not their mistake.
Right.
It is simply, they're just the people on the receiving end. So please remember that they are just there to do their job and to be kind.
Okay. You also wanted to invite folks to State of the City.
Yes. On January the 26th, we're going to be doing State of the City at the Civic Center from 5 to 7. And that'll be the same format that it has been the past couple years. Every department will be represented. There'll be information from each department, and then there'll be a short presentation on what people can expect to see in the city the next year.
And if you haven't been before, you need to check it out. I think all the departments kind of are getting competitive with each other to do the coolest display.
They are. They work really hard on it.
Interactive, and kids.
Yes, it's fun.
Kids will enjoy it.
It's fun. And we'll give you a free dinner. Give you a hot dog and some chips. So
very nice.
Come on.
Very nice.
The other thing is Martin Luther King Parade on Monday, too, Lori. We have that. It's the parade starts at 10:30 at the intersection of Morphy and Young, and they will march to the Civic Center, where there's also a ceremony there. And the city will be closed on Martin Luther King Day, so people can expect interruptions in their garbage, trash, and recycling
mm-hmm.
schedule.
And you also said in your message on Facebook that anyone can walk in the parade.
Mm-hmm. That's
you don't
right.
have to
that's
sign
right.
up.
Nope.
You can
just join in. That's right. Just join in.
And that's going to begin where again?
Morphy and Young.
At
10:30.
Okay.
I think they'll start lining up at 10.
Okay. I had asked Jay, I know you've got to go in a minute, but the alleyway project, the Arts Alley project is underway here right across the street from us on North Church, behind the old hardware store and the parking garage. But they're working on the opposite side towards Magnolia.
Mm-hmm. They are.
That's part of the alleyway as well?
It is.
The project?
It is. It's all part of that same project. And that area that you're seeing in particular has to do with drainage, Lori, because this project is not only about, adding aesthetics, making it more beautiful in that area, make it more inviting for people to use, but it's also a restroom facility, a transit hub, so people can be dropped off there. We have the parking shuttle there, but it's also a stormwater and drainage project, which is really the way this thing started, is because we have a lot of water that comes down that drive. I'm sure you've seen mm-hmm. it coming onto Church Street. So we really want to put some heavy piping underground to make sure we can capture all that water and make sure that it's not running off.
And the transit hub will still include the Bratz,
mm-hmm.
is that right?
It will.
The Baldwin Rural Area Transit? Okay.
It will. And again, and a great addition for a restroom facility on this side of town for people to utilize.
Very nice.
Yes.
Very nice.
Excited about it.
What else in the public, in the report of the mayor last night at the city council meeting, is there any other thing that you mentioned?
The only other thing I mentioned is yesterday was National Law Enforcement Day, so we wanted to be sure and, thank our men and women in uniform for everything they do here in the city, keeping us safe and protecting us. And also, we recognize Dr. Richard Rowe. We proclaimed yesterday Dr. Richard Rowe Day. He is retiring after 45 and a half years in practice, and he's delivered over 10,000 babies in our area, so I'm sure there's a lot of women who have seen Dr. Rowe throughout the years, but it was nice to be able to honor him. My mother actually worked for him for over 30 years.
So, how about that?
Yeah, real exciting to be able to have him there and his family and celebrate his retirement.
He was my doctor as well.
There you go. It was funny how many of the women, when he came in, he was recognizing. He was like, hey, you know, and speaking to people. So, it's just nice to see that. It, you know, kind of brings back that small community that used to.
That's right. I know you have a meeting, so we will let you exit the building. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lori.
Fairhope Mayor Sherry Sullivan joining us a little bit late due to a power outage in downtown and the fruit and nut that has now been restored.